शरीरं कौन्तेया क्षेत्रं इति अभिधीयते एतज्जा वेत्ति तं प्राहु क्षेत्रकं इति तद्विदः। We are discussing about the body and the owner of the body. Just like this room and the occupier of the room. Because we are all occupying this room just now, it does not mean the room and we are identical. Try to understand this one. The room is matter, but we are living entities. If you simply try to understand that two things are visible, one matter and one living force. It is very easy. Simply we require little interest. What we are seeing in this material world? Something material and something spiritual. Material means which has no sense or which has no moving power. And spiritual means which has got sense and which has got moving power. That is the difference between material and spiritual. So, if we try to understand simply our body, actually that is meditation. Meditation means to understand what is this body and what I am. If you know this thing, kripta means seed. Just like a tiller, agriculturist, he is given a certain tract of land and he tills and produces grains or some vegetables or something edible. And according to his capacity, there is production and he makes profit out of it. Similarly, this body is the field and I am, or you are, who is occupying this body, we are tillers. This body is given by nature, and I am spirit soul. As I want, just like one may possess a very valuable land, one may possess not so valuable, ordinary, and one may possess a third-class field. Similarly, we living entity, we are given a certain type of body to work with it and enjoy or suffer the resultant action. We are part and parcel of God. As we are living beings, similarly Krishna or God is also living being. But He is supreme, we are subordinate. God is great and we are under Him. Just like in a family, the father is the chief man, the next man, next important is my mother, and we all children, we are all subordinate to the father and mother. The father earns, the mother distributes, we eat, we live. Just try to understand this way. God is the Supreme Father. And this material nature is the mother. The father, and this father injects the seed of living being within the womb of the mother. Similarly, God injects the living being within this material world, and they come out and as different form with the material body. That varieties of material bodies are 8,400,000 of species. As we get according to jathajani jathabijam, as we are getting life here, according to the father's semina and mother's secretion, the body and situation. Somebody is very highly intelligent, somebody is not so intelligent, somebody is very rich, somebody is poor, somebody is middle class, somebody is animal, somebody is tree, somebody is insect, somebody is aquatic, varieties of life. Don't think that the animals are living entities other than the human being, they have no soul. No. That's a wrong conception. They have got soul. How you can say there is no soul? The same symptoms of life there. Just like the symptoms of life means it takes birth at a certain depth. Then it grows, it stays, it gives some byproduct, then dwindles, then vanishes. Take any. Either you take tree, or you take a human body, or you take an animal body, or you take an insect body, or take the demigod's body, anybody take. There is a certain date of birth. Everyone. Certain date of birth. And then there is a certain duration of life. Somebody lives for 10 years, somebody lives for 1 year, somebody lives for 6 hours, 5 hours. There are many germs. They live for 5 hours, 6 hours, or even less than that. And there are living entities like Brahma, whose life is millions and millions of years. There are so many varieties of life. We have no information. There are so many universities, so many educational institutions, but they cannot say exactly how many varieties of life are there. They cannot. Their education is not perfect. They cannot say. But we can see there are so many varieties of life, and each of them is a living entity. But if you consult Vedic literature, you will find exactly the number. Just like in the Vedic literature, you will find Jalaja Navalokhani. In the water, the aquatic living beings are 900,000 different bodies. I don't think there is any biologist or botanist who can say exactly how many forms of life are there within the water. But he will find the information, exact the number. Jalaja Navalokhani, the aquatic, the living entities within the water, there are 900,000 of forms. We have got information from Vedic literature. There is a fish which is called Timingal. Timingal, Timi means, Timi is also another fish, that is Sanskrit name, The English name is whale piece. It's very, very big. Just like one a small house. And there is another fish, which is called timingal. These timingal fish swallow up these whale fish like fish. Such a big fish. These informations are there. Therefore, try to understand how much perfect knowledge is there in the below. So, similarly, right information is there. Sabara lakkhavinsati. Sabara means the living entities who cannot move. That means trees, plants, like that. They cannot. Here, by the side of our this house, there is a tree. It has grown. Just see, that tree is not even within the jungle. In a small place it has grown, all sides, surrounded by house, and it is alone. Just see how much condemned life. Other trees, they are at least in the jungle, in the society of trees. But this tree is alone. We have to consider this. How this tree has been so much condemned? Tree is condemned life because you are human being, you are sitting here. If you like, you can move immediately. But the tree cannot move. Stand up there. By whose order? By whose order? By God's order. You must stand up. Don't take it, I only say, neglectfully. It is very serious. According to basic calculation, this tree which is grown here, that living entity was sometimes owner or occupier of this house. And it has so much attachment that it cannot go out of this house. Therefore, he has been given this body tree, unlike the legal standard. Sometimes we become ghosts if we become too much attached. We cannot leave. Therefore, too much opulent apartment, opulent life is not very good for spiritual advancement because we get too much attached to it. My Guru Maharaj used to advise us that it is better to live in rented house than to possess own house. Why? Because if we possess our own house, we'll be more attached. Because the life program is Jnana Vairagya, knowledge and renouncement. One should have sufficient knowledge to understand his constitutional position as a living entity. And he must develop renouncement, vairagya. Because attachment sometimes leads me to become a tree, to become a mouse, to become a serpent in the same house. Attachment. After all, you may decorate your house, you may purchase a nice house, you decorate it very nicely. But you have to leave. You cannot leave here permanently. That is not possible. Either make your country very nice city, very decorated city, or your house, apartment, wife, children, very nice, decorated, but you will not be allowed to remain. We don't think that. That's why you are forced to leave. That is not. But that's a fact. I am living very comfortably. with my society, family, society, sense, my love, divinely bestowed upon man. There is one poetry. That's all right. But it is so nice, it is so pleasing, but one day comes, please get out. You cannot protest, you cannot say that I have worked so hard, I have made my country, my family, my house so nice, why I shall get out? No, I must. Or let me stay here for some days more. No, not even a second. You must get out. We cannot consider all these points. We are simply attacked. Oh, this is my country, this is my family, this is my man, this is my kinsman, this is so many, this is my. But if it is yours, why you are forced to get out of this thing? What is the answer? Who will answer this? And there is no certainty. Suppose you are making a very nice house, very nice apartment. There is no guarantee that he will be able to enjoy this family, life, house and everything. Not forever, that is no question. Even you do not know how many years he will be alive. Any moment he can be driven out, any moment. So, this is intelligence. This is intelligence. When a man comes to inquire this point, that why I am forced to leave my comfortable position. I may be now American or Australian, very nice living, very nice motor car, roads, everything. But why I am forced to leave immediately? This is the problem of life. Janma mrityu jarabhyadi dukkho dosal darshanam. Bhagavad Gita says that you may think of yourself as very happy within this material condition. You may think. That is called maya. Actually, it is not happiness. I am working very hard day and night to decorate my country, my society, my family, my house, everything. That is not very happiness, working very day and night. But it is maya. I am working day and night very hard and I still think I am very happy. Natural tendency is that not to work. Therefore, as soon as one man gets some money, he wants to live peacefully in a country place, a nice bungalow, without any working, without any turmoil. That is our natural tendency, peaceful. But we are forced to work, especially in this modern world. So many factories, so many work, so many. Unless we work, we cannot get the so-called comforts of life. So, for the comforts of life, the so-called comforts of life, I shall be able to enjoy. I am forced to work day and night, and I am thinking I am happy. This is karma. He is not happy, but he is distressed, but he is thinking I am happy. This is called maya. So, this knowledge requires that why I am forced. Just like he is fanning me. Why? Because I am feeling unhappy due to warmth of this room. Then again, in winter season, I not like this fanning. This fanning will be uncomfortable. So a thing which is now comfortable, a few days after it will be uncomfortable. So whether that thing is, particular thing is comfortable or uncomfortable, This fan may be comfortable at the present moment, but if there is cold, severe cold, it will be uncomfortable. So whether the fan is comfortable or uncomfortable? The fan is neither comfortable or uncomfortable. It is the situation of my body that makes me comfortable or uncomfortable. Therefore, Krishna said, idam sariram. This body is the cause of my comfortable, uncomfortable position. This body. In another place, when Arjuna inquired from Krishna that whatever you are saying it is all right, still we sometimes feel pains and pleasure. So Krishna answered, Matra sparshastu kuntiya sitosna sukhadukkhada agamopayina anityatana titikkhasa bharata. Matra sparsha. It is due to the skin. It is sometimes comfortable or uncomfortable according to the atmosphere. Just like we feel cold during winter season. We do not like to take bath. It is very cold. And again, in the summer season, we feel very warm. We want to enjoy taking bath. The water in some season it is comfortable, in some season it is uncomfortable. The water is what actually, the chemicals, but the atmosphere makes it comfortable and uncomfortable. But that comfortableness or uncomfortableness is not permanent. That the summer season does not continue permanently, neither the winter season continue permanently. It comes and goes. So there are so many things. They come and go. And being attached to so many things, I become comfortable or uncomfortable. Therefore, Arjuna was advised that kāng titikkhasya bhārat. This material world is like that. Pains and pleasures, they come and go. They stay for some time, but again go out. But we cannot give up our duty. That is not possible. Sometimes people say that we are now, just like in India, they are taking this point very seriously, that India is now poverty-stricken, there is no question of Krishna consciousness. The Europeans and Americans, they are now comfortable. So they can take to Krishna consciousness. When I go to India, sometimes they speak like that, that India does not require Krishna consciousness because they are in a very awkward position, so economic condition is there. But that is not the actual fact. The other day where, I think in Sydney, some boy present, then we have to supply food to the hungry who are dying without food, in starvation. Then when I asked him, how many men you have seen dying out of starvation? He could not reply. He said, no, I have not seen. He said, these are pleas that people are dying of starvation, people are dying naked. But as soon as I asked how many people have seen dying of starvation and naked, the reply is no, I have not seen this. Actually, nobody is dying out of starvation. Nobody, not even an animal, not even a bird dying of starvation, not our beast. God is supplying everyone's food. Ekam bahunam vidudhati kama. He is supplying food to the elephant. In Africa, there are millions of elephants. They take food at a time, 40 kilos. But they are also being supplied with food. But who is supplying food? We have not arranged food for the elephants, or we have not arranged any food for the ants within our room. But they are being fed by the laws of nature, by God's arrangement. So that is not question. This is our false idea that we shall die out of starvation if we do not make economic condition better. You do it. But you must know that food is already there. As long as soon as you take your birth, the food is there. For example, when a child takes birth, a young girl takes birth, just a moment before the birth of the child, there is no milk in the breast. But as soon as the child takes birth, immediately, immense supply of milk. So who makes this arrangement? There is already arrangement. This is the fact, because we get it from Vedic information, that nitya nityanam chetana chetananam eko bhunam vidudhati kama. God is the chief living entity amongst all living entities. God is the most intelligent personality than all of us. He is supplying the necessities of life to everyone. These are the basic Indians. That is the difference between God and ourselves. I think last night there was a question. So what is the difference between God and us? So I reply that on this word, that it's like you are the proprietor of your body. I am the proprietor of my body. I know the business and affairs of my body. You know the business and affairs of your body. You do not know the business and affairs of my body. I do not know the business and affairs of your body. This is living entity. But God, He knows your business, your affairs of the body, and He knows my business and affairs of the body. That is God. That is the difference between. That will be explained in the next verse. So God is omnipotent in this way. I do not know what is pains and pleasure is going on within your body. That is not possible for me to understand. Neither you can understand what pains and pleasure I am feeling. But God knows. God knows the pains and pleasure of your body. He knows pains and pleasure of my body. That is the difference between God and ours. So the problem here it is said, just try to understand what you are. Are you this body? Or you are something separate from the body? You are separate from the very beginning of the Bhagavad Gita. The first lesson given to Arjuna was this. Asa chanam sutastam prajnavadanscha bhasasi. Gatasum agatasum sya nanu sutanti pandita. Arjuna was hesitating to fight. How can I kill my nephew, my brother, my grandfather, and so on, so on. So Krishna was instructing him that it is your duty as a kshatriya, when there is battle, you should fight. You should not deviate from your duty. That was the conversation was going on. But Arjuna was thinking only in terms of this body. This is my grandfather, he is my brother, he is my countryman, he is my this. Why? Because they have got some bodily disease. You are thinking one boy here because he is Australian. You are thinking more intimate relationship with him, and because I am Indian, he may not think more in such intimacy, because the body the connection is there. But Krishna said that this is not very intelligent knowledge. Gatasuna gatasuncha, a person who does not lament for this body, he is actually learning. Gatasuna gatasuncha nanu pandita, nanu subhuchanti pandita. Pandita means learned scholar. So either this body is in living condition or it is in dead condition. A pandit, a learned scholar, one who knows things as they are, he does not take care of this body. Not take care actually. He does not think very seriously about this body. That was the answer given by because this body is after all a lump of matter. Actually, so long the soul is there, it is moving. It is growing or changing body, or so many importances there due to. Therefore, unless we come to this understanding that I am not this body, I am spirit soul, aham brahmasmi, there is lack of knowledge that is being instructed by Krishna. That is not knowledge. Anyone, just like dog and cat, dogs and cats, they have no idea that the dog is not this body. It is a soul also. It has taken a dog's body. Cat is also a soul, but by his karma, by his destiny, by his past work, he has to accept this body. A tree, that is also a soul, but by his past karma or action, he has taken this body of the tree. So, we should understand from the authority, as Krishna says, that idam sariram khetram, it is a field, it is a concession, or field is exactly this term, field of work, as we say generally, in the field of activity. So it is field, and I have given a chance to occupy this field and act accordingly. Try to understand. I have got a different type of field and I have to work on it and reap the result out of it and suffer pains and pleasure. That is already settled up. As soon as I have got a particular type of body, my pains and pleasures are already settled up. Already settled. You cannot make any improvement or degree. That the Shastra says that Vedic literature says that sukham oindirgam daitya deho yogena dihina sadvatra labhate yatha dukham madatnata. These are very important instructions. Prahlad Maharaj says, he was instructing his class friend. He was a 5-year-old boy. And he said, my dear friend, that the material happiness means sense gratification. This is material happiness. Everyone is materialistic or materially advanced means he has got better facility for satisfying the senses. That is material. And spiritual life means that he does not satisfy his own senses, but he satisfies the senses of God. That is spiritual. Let's try for this. Senses, as I have already explained, God is also living entity. He is the chief living entity, chief intelligent man, or God, whatever you say, and we are subordinate. Now, material life means God, and what is our relationship? God is the Supreme Father, we are all children. So, as in the family, the father is one, the children are many, say 10. If the children are very obedient to the father, then that family is very nice. It's very nice. If every children is obedient to the father, then father is happy and they are also happy. The father is also very open to satisfy the children. Father knows what is the needs of the children. He automatically supplies. And if the children become disobedient, the father is not satisfied. He may do as duty to give them some food, but he's not satisfied. The same relationship with our relationship with God. You know, those are Christians. You pray to the child, O Father. So God is actually the Father. In the Bhagavad Gita, is also it is said, Father, aham bija pada pita. Pita means Father. Aham bija pada pita. So, actually God supplies everything through the material agency. That's all. Yesterday God supplies, father supplies the money in the hands of the mother, and mother expends for the children. Similarly, God is the supreme father of the whole living entity. And the material nature is the agent of the supreme Lord, and she produces food for you. You may have tractor, you may have had very, very good arrangement for producing food, machinery. But still, if the land or earth does not produce food, your this tractor or all other arrangements will be failure. So after all, we should know the supply of things are in the hands of the material nature. And material nature works under the direction of God. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Maya dhakshena prakriti swati sacharacharam. Prakriti means this material nature. You don't think material nature is blind. Material nature has got her intelligence and she is taking intelligence from the supreme law. And according to that, she is supplying food and grains and everything. Because you get everything from the earth. Either you take metal or this wood or water or food grains, whatever you are taking, using, you are exploiting the resources of material nature. But material nature is the agent of God. Material nature is an energy of God. So if God does not wish to supply you, however you may bring tractor and anything, there, just like in desert. In desert you cannot make it fertile. Because there, that particular tract of land is forbidden by God. No, nothing should be produced. You cannot do it. If you have got producing power, then why don't you produce sufficient grains and vegetables in the desert? That is not possible. So after all, we have to accept the supreme authority, the personality of God. Even if you study, scrutinizing it, very scientifically, or whatever you may say, philosophically, you will have to accept a supreme arrangement, a supreme hand over everything. That is called Krishna consciousness. Krishna consciousness means a person who is Krishna conscious, he can see everything. He can see in everything the hand of God. Oh, that is Krishna consciousness. if you see a Krishna conscious person sees a flower, he sees the flower created, creation of God, Krishna. Krishna is so artistic that he has created this flower by his energy so nicely, so decorately, so good flavor. So it is Krishna's thing. Let me offer it to Krishna. This is Krishna consciousness. If you become in everything Krishna conscious, then your life is successful. That we are teaching. It is a very scientific movement. Actually, that is the point. You cannot create a flower so nice, the fragrance so beautifully made. It is not in your power. But it must have been done by someone. You cannot say by nature. What is this nature? They say, foolish person say it is nature. Well, you explain what is nature. Nature means God's nature. God's energy, that is nature. God's energy is so fine and so subtle that we cannot see it, how it is working. But it is working. The energy of God is working there. It's like nowadays, the electronic age, when you have got a television machine within our room, and simply put a button, push on a button, and immediately the photo is there, the sound is there. But do not think that it is being done automatically. No, there is a good brain. There is a good brain who has discovered this machine. You do not know. You are simply pushing on this button, you are thinking. But don't think it has come automatically by nature. That is not possible. You do not know how it is working. That is your ignorance. But that is not working without direction. There is direction. There is a television house who are broadcasting their direction. They know how to work the machine and everything. The brain is working. But it is so advanced that in your room, as soon as you push on a button, you see everything. But don't think it is becoming automatically done. No, that's not the fact. Similarly, you take anything. You do not know the method, how it is being worked. But there is method. It is so quick and it is so perfect that even without my knowledge, it is coming out. It is scientific. Therefore, the Veda says, Parasya Shakti Vividhaiva Sriyate Para. The Supreme Lord has got multi varieties of energy and there was Parasya Shakti Vividhaiva Sriyate Sabhaviki Jnana Balakriyacha Natasakajam Karanansha Vidyate. He has nothing to do, just like a big man. A big man is sitting in his office. He wants to do something, some businessman has come talking and he wants to sign. And he simply pushes on button and everything, agreement, everything comes immediately signed. So, because his management is so perfect, his business is so perfect, that so many men are working in his office, he has to simply desire pushing a button and everything. Similarly, we have to understand, these are the Vedic descriptions. Parasya, Shakti, Vibhya, the Supreme Lord has got multi-various energies there happening. He hasn't got to do anything personally. Just like the big man in establishment, he hasn't got to do anything personally. But he has got so many energies, so many servants, secretaries, that everything is done quick. At once. The basic information is also there. Parasya Shakti Vividhaiva. Nadasya Kajyam Karanancha Vidyate. He has nothing to do with personal. We want to see that if God has created this flower, why don't you see? Why I do not see that He is created? That is nonsense. You cannot see God in that way. But you can see Him by His work. That's right, you cannot go and see the sun, but when it arises, when it diffuses, the sun sign is there. You can immediately understand that the sun is there in the sky. The sun is always there in the sky. So it requires intelligence. How to understand the existence of God? The Vedic information says, Parasa Shakti, Tatasya Karyam Karananti Vidyate. He has nothing to do. Natasya Sama Adhikasya Vidyate. Nobody is better expert or craftsman than God. Adhikasya Sama, neither equal to him nor greater than him. Parasa Shakti Vividaya Vidyate. His energies are working in so many ways. Sābhāviki jñāna-valakṣiyāca, that it appears that he has got perfect knowledge and perfect workmanship. Everything is perfect. You see, either a flower or anything, nature's product, it is perfectly done. In this way, you have to develop your God consciousness or Krishna consciousness. There are books, there are explanations, there are teachers. So the human life is meant for this purpose, to understand how God is working, what is God, even what is His name, where does He live, what is our relationship with Him, how things are being managed. These are Athāta Brahma Jignāsā. Therefore the Vedānta Sutra says that this life is simply meant for inquiring about the Supreme. The animal cannot do it. See, simply if I waste our time, just like the animal's life is simply busy for four things, eating, sleeping, mating, and defense. That's all. They do not know anything more than that. See, human life, it is simply, of course, so long we have got this body, we have to be picking up that, eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. But not that we shall waste our time simply for these four things. There is a fifth platform, which is Brahma Jignasa, inquiry about the Supreme. And there are information, prayer, and perfect knowledge. If you want to consult, if you want to take it, then your life will be perfect. Otherwise, if you simply waste our time, for the animal propensities of life, then again we glide down to the animal life. That is a great loss. After many, many births, we have got this human form of life. If you simply waste like cats and dogs, then again we become cats and dogs or tree or anything. There are so many species of life. That is a great mistake, great loss, havoc it is. Therefore, our this Krishna consciousness movement is to educate people to God consciousness or Krishna consciousness so that his life may be successful. Thank you.